And we leave you tonight with an essay sent in by Rebecca Sanderlin. Rebecca's husband, Bobby, is a soldier now serving in Afghanistan. She writes to us periodically to share her thoughts about life on the home front.
When I tell people that I am grateful that my husband is on his third combat tour, I get strange looks. They think I'm crazy or maybe hateful. The truth is, if given the choice, I would prefer to have him home with me right now. He is in danger, and that's a thought that never leaves my mind. I am not grateful for the uncertainty, fear, and loneliness that accompany these deployments. But I am grateful that his absence this year has freed me to focus on other things. In January, we learned that I was pregnant with our second child. A few days after receiving that happy news, we learned that my father had esophageal cancer and would likely die before the end of the year. Then, just days after Dad's diagnosis, my husband was told that he was going back to Afghanistan for his third tour. But if Bobby were not deployed now, I would not have packed up my life and moved my son 600 miles away to be with my dad during his last 2 months on Earth. Dad wouldn't have been able to read Curious George books to my son every night or to pore over old family photographs with me each day, helping to label the back so that the names and faces wouldn't be forgotten. I would not have seen the excitement in my father's eyes as he watched the screen during my 3D ultrasound, knowing that it would likely be his only glimpse of his granddaughter. I learned more about my father in those final 2 months of his life than I had learned in my 32 years. And if, 4 years ago, my husband had not deployed 2 weeks after the birth of our first child, I wouldn't know for certain that I am, in fact, capable of caring for this newborn on my own. So here I am in the final weeks of this pregnancy, juggling new baby fears, swollen ankles, and the demands of an energetic preschooler, more or less on my own. My husband is gone, and he will not be back in time to hold my hand through the contractions, just as he wasn't here to hold my tissues as I eulogize my father. He and I share moments like these via satellite phone. That is, when we're lucky and the sandstorms don't block the reception. But that's okay, because like everything else in life, there's a bright side. I get to bring this baby, a daughter, into the sisterhood, surrounded from the moment of her birth by strong women, friends and relatives with their own hardship scars, many who also have husbands deployed. A typical birth experience, with just a mother's and father's arms waiting to cradle her, doesn't seem good enough for my girl. I want her to be born for strength, groomed for it from the very beginning. I want it to be her birthright.
That essay from Rebecca Sanderlin. Her daughter was due September 14th, but we just learned that Rebecca gave birth this morning to a 7-pound, 15-ounce baby girl named Rudy Catherine Sanderlin. Congratulations, Rebecca and Bobby, and Rudy, too. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiber.